Artists and Storefronts is an urban walking gallery now in its third run in the Whittier neighborhood. Arts coordinator Joan Vorderbruggen talks about how it all began.
In the fall of 2010, I saw Wing Young Huey's exhibit, which animated all of University Avenue, long and large commercial district. It was such an ambitious project. I was really inspired to create an urban walking gallery of my own storefront design in hopes to revitalize maybe an area that had been hit by the economy.
In spite of Joan's initial proposals being turned down, she persevered.
So I started researching successful projects on either coast that paired various local artists with vacant or underused commercial spaces as a group show. There was one particular art administrator in Eugene, Oregon, Mark Time, for the Eugene Artists and Storefronts Project, who was very generous with the legalities.
Time planted the seed that Joan would grow into the Whittier Artists and Storefronts.
And he said, just go out in your backyard and do it yourself. And a light bulb went off because I live right behind Nicollet Avenue and 8th Street, which is a very vibrant commercial district. I took my idea to the Whittier Alliance organization, and they agreed immediately to fund a pilot. It hadn't been done before, so everybody was participating on the merit of the idea, property owners and artists alike.
The pilot got a lot of attention, and they received an anonymous donation from New York.
I decided to flip it and utilize those relationships that I had already established and get some more historic property owners to participate. So we did a second 7-week run that was even larger, and we were able to commission 2 permanent murals.
Joan, a dress designer and fashion show producer, has created the Luis Bustos Dress Design Challenge for the third artist in storefronts.
Luis Bustos is a 5-year-old boy who is the eldest son of my 2 very best friends. He is a very voracious drawer and is totally obsessed with dresses and Disney princesses.
Joan recalls her inspiration for the Luis Bustos Dress Design Challenge.
Some fine art painter had made professional paintings from a child's drawings, and they were so entertaining that I thought, what if I corralled local designers to create dresses from Luis's drawings, because they're all very unique and have lots of weird details.
Luis Bustos talked about his inspiration while drawing dresses in his studio.
Well, it was because I loved princesses and I loved dresses, and it kind of made, like, sense.
He talked about the colors he uses.
Well, I like to use all the colors except dark colors. If I use like a dark one, then it will look kind of evilish.
He noted a favorite designer of the dress challenge and why.
Well, actually, Christopher Straub's one. I like it because pink was my favorite color for about 2 weeks.
The 6 designers include Christopher Straub of Project Runway, Lisa Lee Polifka, the Haunted Basement costume director, Joan, and more.
I'm very excited to participate because I have been so busy with the storefront project and with my freelance storefront work that I haven't been able to get back to dress design for a while.
Joan talks about curating artists in storefronts.
The properties themselves are the major source of curation, because some of the property owners only want exhibits that tape to the glass, and others will allow for some depth. Installation work, which is oftentimes the best idea, is the thing that I get the least amount of permissions for, because we're asking to be sort of invasive within the space. I try to work all of the proposals like a puzzle, knowing what the property owner will or won't accept. After I get the puzzle mostly figured out, I just kind of hit the streets and talk to all of those property owners and show them the proposal that I have that I feel will best animate their space.
Erica Christ is the Whittier Alliance chair. She and the Black Forest Inn have participated in all 3 artists and storefronts, including the first closing party.
My name is Erica Christ. I work at the Black Forest Inn. It's my family's business. My father started it in 1965, and I'm a resident of Whittier as well.
This year, the Black Forest features black and white portrait photography. Erica describes past art they've featured.
First one, we had 2 sculptural pieces. The previous round, we had 5 or 6 20-by-20 photographs in the window of our banquet space, and they're smaller windows, so it fit sort of nicely. We had a tile mosaic mural put on one of our walls. There's much more opportunity for an artist that has existing work. I think it's ideally suited for that, actually, because you have all different sizes of windows.
Erica talks about artists and storefronts' role revitalizing the neighborhood.
We're right on the corner of 26 and Nicollet. That's where the most foot traffic is, the most car traffic. To me, the most exciting thing is it changes the experience of walking down Nicollet. You really stop and look at things that you hadn't looked at or places you hadn't noticed before. Even if you think, what is that? you know, you still have spent a couple minutes standing there looking at something rather than worrying about something's going to happen while you're here. It really changes the vibe of the neighborhood. That is great. People's experience is different now in this area because of these three artisan storefront projects.
I'm Sin Collins for KFAI.
10,000 Fresh Voices on KFAI is made possible by listeners like you and the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.